Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. I have rung up my buddy, Pat McShay, investigative reporter extraordinaire, because there are so many things exploding on the news these days that affect our everyday life, and I thought it was time to do another information overload. We are up to volume 10. Pat, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Oh, man, it's great to be here, Jerry. Yeah, there is a lot to talk about.
One of the things I saw on Twitter this morning was they were talking about the Houston shooter at Joel Osteen's church. And there is a funny post from Libs of TikTok that said that this shooter didn't meet the criteria and won't be in the news now. So that's pretty much what has happened, isn't it?
Yeah, what we've seen is that a bunch of these shooters in the last couple of years have been trans or gay, and they can't have their supporters being looked at as the bad guy. They can't blame Donald Trump and his supporters when they're being done by trannies and the LGBT community. So, you know, these shooters are all Democrats, LGBTQ, mentally ill, or all of the above. And most of these people are taking psychotropic medication that causes suicidal urges and homicidal rage. Also, most of these shooters had prior contact with the police and the FBI or both. So, you know, the author of Behold a Pale Horse, William Cooper, said 30 years ago in his book that the CIA had a program called the Orion Program, where they used drugs and hypnotherapy on mental patients to turn them into Manchurian candidates and school shooters. That was over 30 years ago. And what have we seen since Columbine? You know, these predictions by Cooper have played out, and now we're seeing it on a yearly basis.
And this Janice Moreno, the female from El Salvador, and I think illegally in this country. Oh, and come to find out, this illegal alien voted in Harris County down in Houston in the 2020 general election. So, no, the election wasn't stolen. No, nothing to see here. It's funny how all of this information, you have to really dig to find it. This shooter has been going under the name Jeffrey Escalante. I've got the rap sheet right in front of me. In October of 05, failure to stop and give info. August of 09, assault with bodily injury. There's forgery, theft, possession of marijuana, and evading arrest. So the thing is, many of these mass shooters have had contact with law enforcement and or the FBI, and they were turned out, turned loose to, I guess, help promote the gun control push that these libtards want to have.
Oh, absolutely. They're never going to give up on trying to grab the guns. Biden, you know, he talks about that every week. He certainly doesn't want to talk about inflation. you know, Biden has had a horrible, horrible week with this special counsel report coming out, you know, saying that he has cognitive problems. Everyone knew that. And the problem he's having this week is the new inflation report just came out, and overall inflation's up just under 18%, but energy is up 32%, electricity is up 28%, food is up 21%, and housing is up 20%. Rates continue to go up, and the stock market today is just was down $720 last time I looked.
Yeah, it's taken a huge hit. You know, you mentioned energy. That coincides with this idiotic Green New Deal that they've been pushing. This solar and wind turbine stuff is breaking the backs of the consumers.
Yeah, and what people need to understand, and I talk about this a lot, and that is that this is all about a global government. These people are part of this global government, and what people need to understand is that the rhinos, we just had 17 Republicans vote with the Democrats on this horrible bill, $95 billion to go to Ukraine and Israel. And our party, the Republican Party, we need to stop calling them Democrats and Republicans, and we need to call them globalists and patriots, America First patriots, because that's what it boils down to. People are confused about the Republican Party because most of these Republicans are no longer America First. These aren't patriots. These aren't patriots that are voting to secure the border in Israel and secure the border in Ukraine and refuse to do a deal to secure the border in Mexico. So we are being betrayed, and this globalism is not going to stop. The World Health Organization is still pushing their pandemic treaty, and they are going to ask every country, insist that every country give up their sovereignty and their citizenship, their nationalism, which is a dirty word to these communists, and that's what you might as well call them. These people are all Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals Marxists. Susan Rice is a Marxist. She worked for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who are dyed-in-the-wool Marxists. So people need to start voting for America First candidates. That's all they should look at. If they are a globalist and they're pushing a climate change hoax agenda, if they're pushing open borders, they need to stop voting for these people. These people are traitors.
You know, I did a program on the young global leaders for the World Economic Forum. Dan Crenshaw was one of them, and that would explain his voting track record.
Oh, yeah. Nikki Haley.
And I didn't realize that she was of Indian descent.
Oh, yeah. Nimrata. Her name is Nimrata.
Nimrata. That one shocked me. You know, she looked different, but she's a politician. Governor of South Carolina, blah, blah, blah.
Well, the thing that's hilarious is that she keeps calling herself a brown skin person, and she was made fun of in grade school because she was brown skin. She's as light as my kids. What is she talking about? I mean, she would pass for white at any country club, on the East Coast.
Well, we have to take what we can get to
the coastal communists. Yeah, the coastal communists would welcome her if they didn't know who she was. Come on.
Right. I mean, well, look, we had Liar Watha that got preferential treatment in college.
Yes.
Liz Warren. We've had Kamala Harris, who is Canadian and gosh, what is the other, Dominican or Jamaica?
Jamaican, yeah.
Okay. So, and allegedly they pushed her as a black woman.
Right.
So anything that you can do to get a leg up, I guess, because You know, this country is no longer a meritocracy, Pat. We don't reward people for doing the job right. We just give it to them because we need to have equity.
Yeah, skill and expertise are out in America now, and probably most of the rest of the Western world. Meritocracy is out. Diversity is in. Minorities are in. This is the Democrats are anti-white. They are anti-Christian. And people need to start waking up. I know that there are Democrats that have Christians among them. I know that there are white Democrats. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Are they not seeing the writing on the wall?
You know, you have to ask that, because how else would you explain voting for a second term from Obama, or putting a senile octogenarian who spent his entire campaign in the basement, and then sticking him with Kamala, a worthless politician? The only reason she's where she's at is she slept her way to the top. She's dumber than a box of rocks, but they continued to put these people in, and I don't know how you justify that, Pat.
I don't either. Kamala Harris had a horrible record, and like you said, I wrote an article 4 or 5 years ago about her sleeping her way to the top with Willie Brown, who was a leading Democrat in the party in California. And she was having an open affair with Willie Brown while he was still married. And that's how she got ahead. Let's face it. She also put thousands of people, among them a lot of black people, in jail and prison over marijuana arrests. And now she's pushing legalization. So what does she really stand for? She's just like Biden. She would say anything for a vote.
Anything. It just came out. There is a ballot stuffer that has been on Gateway Pundit. They've been reporting on this guy. His name is Craig Calloway. Jesse Waters actually has done a couple reports on this guy in Atlantic City, New Jersey, stuffing ballots, paying people for their ballots, people in nursing homes, and he's paying winos and other miscreants off the street to go get these ballots so that he can stuff them. And then it comes to find out, Jesse Waters reported this on Fox, he's an FBI agent, has been for 25 years.
Yes. And, you know, we also know there was an article today on the Gateway Pundit about a meeting on Election Day 2020, a Zoom call that over 200 people were on the call, and you had CISA, which is the cybersecurity under the government. You had Eric Coomer, who was the Dominion vice president that guaranteed that Biden would win the election. He did that on Twitter. You had associates from ESNS voting systems. You had people from the ERIC system. That's an acronym that they're like the old corrupt ACORN system that was caught fraudulently registering people to vote. The FBI was on the call. So numerous leftist organizations, 4 or 5 different Microsoft executives were on the call. You had state officials on the call, all discussing the election that was clearly stolen. And anyone that isn't sure should go to the Gateway Pundit, read this article. But they've already proven in Georgia that they had over 80,000 ballots that were cast and counted of people that were underage, were convicted felons, that had moved out of the county or the state 30 days prior to the election. 80,000 votes, and that doesn't include 150,000 fraudulent ballots that were identified by a number of whistleblowers that came forward in Georgia, and that court case has still not been adjudicated. It's been in the court for over 3 years now and has still not been adjudicated. The judge in the case ordered the state and Brad Raffensperger to turn those 150,000 ballots over for inspection, and his office has refused the judge's order. So Trump could have won Georgia by over 250,000 votes, and no one's talking about that. He only lost Georgia by, what, 14,000 votes?
Yeah, something like that. It's crazy. And then, you know, Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch has done an outstanding job going state to state to try to make them clean up their voter rolls. And
yes,
they're fighting him tooth and nail. They don't want to clean it up.
No. He sued them, and they still won't comply.
Yeah.
In many cases.
I saw a meme today on Twitter, and it did make me chuckle because there's so much truth in it. Biden is in the cemetery, and he's got his hand raised, and he says, "I want to thank all of you for your votes." Because how many dead people voted?
Oh, they know that tens of thousands of dead people voted, and he talks about this on the a video. There's an excellent video that I just put up on my Twitter feed, I believe, yesterday. People should go to my Twitter feed. It's @J_McShay, and check that short. It's just a 2.5 minute video, but he goes through all of the thousands and thousands of fraudulent votes that were counted in Georgia.
It is unbelievable. I just
and then you had Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, who Fox News showed on Tucker Carlson's show, running ballots 4 and 5 times. And Ruby Freeman, you can go online, they've got video of her admitting that they stole the election for Biden, and she ended up clamming up after the Secretary of State talked to her, and she ended up getting a presidential award at the White House, both her and her daughter, who were accused of, you know, running these fraudulent ballots, and they got a presidential award from Biden at the White House. So anyone that looks into these elections finds that black people in these urban areas, Detroit, Milwaukee, Atlanta, these swing states, those are the people that they used to swing these elections, to stuff these ballot boxes. They're using these minorities, and they have to put someone else in charge of these elections because the Democrats are running these elections. That's what most Republicans don't get. These are not fair elections because the people running them are not being fair. They are dishonest, and that's been proven election in and election out. So something's got to be done. And I don't know, Mike Lindell is trying to get us back to paper ballots. That's why they want to get rid of Ronna McDaniel. She has refused to do anything about securing these elections. And then you've got guys like Brian Kemp down in Georgia and Brad Raffensperger that are, I believe, in cahoots with the CCP, the Chinese government, and Dominion. And you can Google this or Bing it. I don't know, Google's probably trying to hide it now, but the Chinese government gave Dominion voting systems hundreds of millions of dollars in 2020 before the election. Why were they giving money to Dominion? people need to ask these questions.
Well, is it shocking? I mean, Biden's been on the Chinese payroll for years. His son is in the employ of the CCP. I mean, we've got private police stations for the Chinese that are here spying on Chinese citizens here in America.
Yeah, they just caught another Chinese national spying. So, and 25 or 28,000 Chinese came in last year, they say. So if they admit to 28,000, it's probably double that number or more.
You know, I saw a report on 60 Minutes, and I talked about this on my Secrets program, and I played some of the audio from the 60 Minute article or story, whatever you want to call it, on the Chinese nationals coming in California. There's a gap between rocks and the wall, and they are flooding. And some of them are middle-class Chinese. They've got nice luggage that they're toting with them. So how many illegal Chinese residents are in this country to do nothing but subvert us? Because Tex talked about this in his video, Die America, Die. They want the Chinese to take over as the new leader for the New World Order.
Yeah, and Tex was on top of things way before the rest of the crowd. And, you know, that's been a while back when he brought it up, and it's done nothing but get 10 times worse since then.
That's a fact. And we're not doing anything about it. And we've got so many people that have got their heads buried in the sand. Just as long as I got my 2 weeks of vacation, I got my Disney Plus streaming service, and I got Paramount Plus streaming service, I can watch all these great programs that are going to mind control my children.
Right.
And I got 2 weeks of vacation. Oh, I'm fine. I don't need to know anything about what's really going on in this country.
Yeah, you look at the Super Bowl. You got Pfizer boy, Travis Kelce, who's doing vaccine commercials for Pfizer, COVID vaccine and flu vaccine, and he's dating the Illuminati girl, Taylor Swift. And did you know that Travis Kelce was the first white NFL player to kneel down during the national anthem?
Huh.
So he's woke as a joke to begin with. I think this pairing was made in hell between he and Taylor Swift.
Well, now Biden is trying to get Taylor and all her Swifties to support him in his new campaign for another 4 years of destroying the country.
Yeah, Trump came out and told her not to go with Biden. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, and rumor has it, and I reported on this as well, that Michelle, or Michael, whatever you want to call it, is been in contact with big money people to back it as the Democrat candidate. And according to, I think, Cindy Adams of the Post, Biden's going to drop out in May, and Michelle / Michael is going to take over and get the Democrat nomination.
Yeah, I believe that. I think I wrote that a while back, that I thought that Michelle would come to the rescue either. And then you've got, you know, that moron out in California, the Gov Newsom. You know, it could be her or it could be him, but either one would be a disaster for the country. They're both globalists. They're both open borders people. They're both anti-Christian. They're both anti-white. They're both pro-climate change hoax. It would be a disaster.
Newsom has done everything in his power to bankrupt the state of California, and there is a mass exodus from people fleeing the destruction that has been wrought by Newsom and all the other demon rats that are in the state legislation. They are idiots.
And they're losing a lot of rich people. And those rich people pay a lot of taxes. So they're going to really miss that, especially since they're giving away the store to the illegals and more every day. So they can't afford to lose all these rich people's tax money.
No, but they don't seem to care. And it's funny, you brought up the illegals. Are you aware that there were more U.S.-born workers in 2019 than now? They are estimating $2.9 million of cheap labor for Big Corp. And that's why the Chamber of Commerce for America has pushed for more immigration.
Well, more immigrants are coming in now than births in America.
Yeah, and did you see there was a Minnesota state legislator who was removed from his committee, and, oh, man, he's been lambasted because he had the audacity to tweet the replacement.
Oh, yeah, he said that talked about the replacement theory. That is clearly going on. It's just an extension of the Kalergi plan. That was a plan that they put in place back in the 20s in Europe, where they were bringing in diverse, multicultural blacks to take these white Europeans' place. It's the Cloward and Piven plan, the Kalergi plan, all rolled into one. They're trying to bust the system, and they're doing a good job of it. I don't see an ending until the whole system is bankrupt, and that will happen. It's already bankrupt. The only reason they're keeping it going is because of our dollar that is dying more every single day. You know, Putin said to Tucker Carlson in the interview that he did that the dollar's just about out of oxygen. It's just about dead. And he's right. What's going to save the dollar?
Nothing.
Once that goes, the party's over. Once that goes, people don't want to talk about this. Who's going to pay Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare? And who's going to pay for, you know, the illegals and our multicultural idiocy? There's not going to be a nickel for any of that if the dollar goes bust. And Saudi Arabia, if people didn't notice or pay attention, just joined BRICS, the BRICS. So the BRICS are Brazil, Russia, India, China, who just took on, four new countries? And they've got a list of about 10 more countries that want to join the BRICS alliance. So we're in trouble. The dollar's in trouble, and America's in trouble. And it's a global push by the UN, the WHO, the World Economic Forum, and Klaus Schwab. America's in trouble. It's on life support.
Yeah, you think inflation's bad, just wait.
But we've got bread and circuses and the Super Bowl. You know, back when the Goths and the Visigoths were 50 miles outside of Rome, you know, they went to the Senate in Rome, and they said, hey, they're just outside of the city. What should we do? And the Senate said, let's go to the circus. Let's go to the Colosseum and let's get the people out. They never believed that they would ever be taken over. And that's how Americans are today. They just think that there's tons of money. They think they're going to keep getting bailed out. And it's just going to end at some point, and everyone's going to be shocked when we're thrown into a situation that is 10 times worse than the Great Depression. And I think that's coming sooner than later.
I do, too. Well, Pat, we have flown through 30 minutes already, buddy. We got to take a break. My guest today is Pat McShay. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. I want to tell you about an outstanding documentary that Text Mars did a few years ago entitled Die, America, Die. You know, Tex was always ahead of the curve. He was ahead of so many people. This outstanding documentary deals with the plan to make China the leader of the New World Order. The economic misery index is at an all-time high. Millions of Americans are out of work with few prospects. Protesters and demonstrators occupy our streets demanding the politicians do something, anything, to fix America's grave financial condition. But political gridlock prevails, and in fact, there is really no difference between the Republican Party and the Democrats. Incompetence, graft, corruption, and scandal are found everywhere. America seems to be sinking into a hellhole of defeat, and a final economic cataclysmic event may soon be at hand. But is this breaking of America's back a planned series of fiascos? Is there an elitist group backed by the money power, including the Federal Reserve, the White House, and corporate banking interests, overseeing this destructive process? Indeed, is Red China their perfect communist ideal, set to rise as the leader of the New World Order? Will the U.S. be leveled and the dollar decimated to benefit the communist tyrants in Beijing? Can we stop this foul plan of the elite and make America great once again? That's the question in Die, America, Die, an 80-minute documentary on DVD. We're only asking $25. Please add $6 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $31. You can order your copy of Die America Die by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can order a copy of Die America Die online at our secure shopping cart. Just go to powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for it right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, address, charge card, shipping method, hit submit. We'll get it and get it coming to you. If you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Die, America, die. $31 postpaid. If you don't have a copy of this explosive documentary, you need to get one now. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jerry.
Now, there, you mentioned earlier this $96 billion, with a B, billion-dollar aid package that has gone through the Senate and passed the Senate. Now it's got to go to the House, and we already know that the House controls the purse strings. So Speaker Johnson, the rhino that he is, has said this bill is going to be DOA when it gets to the House of Representatives. We will see. But there is a poison pill that nobody wants to talk about, nobody knew about until J.D. Vance came out and exposed this little line item in this bill. And it's all about anti-Trump, orange man bad, isn't it?
Yeah, they put a clause in there that if Trump tries to change anything in this bill, that he can be immediately impeached, which, you know, let's face it, they're going to try and impeach Trump, you know, every move he makes. So people should be ready for that if he wins.
Right. You know, I saw the debate between Steve Garvey, used to play for the Dodgers, Mr. All-America, and Adam Shifty Shift. And Steve Garvey actually had the audacity to speak truth during this debate and called Schiff a liar.
Oh, man, I saw that. He said, "You lied to 300 million Americans." Man, did you see the look on his face when he said that? It was priceless, man.
He spent all those years and all those millions of dollars trying to prove Trump collusion, and he was lying out his backside.
It's just unreal that they allow this. They allow these guys to go on these channels and lie through their teeth, and everyone knows they're lying, like Rachel Maddow. You know, her whole show for the entire 4 years Trump was in office was disinformation, you know, every night. And now they won't play Trump's speeches on MSNBC because they tell their viewers that they want to spare them from Trump's disinformation. I mean, it's just comical.
Yeah, it's so bad Fox won't even play his speeches. The controlled media. And I saw you had shared something on Twitter where Shifty was on with some chick from MSNBC being interviewed. How does anybody in their right mind still believe a single word that comes out of this guy's pie hole?
Yeah, I don't know. It's unreal that they keep having him on, but boy, I'll tell you, that's why they are trying so hard to censor the internet, to censor news, to censor books. You know, people don't understand that the Democrats are censoring hundreds, if not thousands, of books on Amazon, so things that they just don't want the American people to read. And we have to resist, you know, this censorship. And I don't know that we can. If Biden got back in, or if any president gets in that continues this push for censorship, America's done, man. And you brought up that bill, the $95 billion. Every single penny of that bill, that money is borrowed. And almost $10 billion of it is going to the citizens of Ukraine. I mean, why are we giving, we're paying their retirement while January 6th veterans are having their pensions taken away? We are paying the pensions for the Ukrainian citizens. I mean, it's mind-boggling, and it's treason. That's all you can say about it.
You know, I can't believe any of those people that were arrested and charged and incarcerated in the D.C. gulag for alleged insurrection on January 6th, that they're still being held captive.
And mostly for misdemeanors. And not only that, they're now arresting people that didn't even go in the building. They're just arresting people that were near the Capitol. It's just unbelievable.
And then you finally get reports that there were over 200 FBI agents and informants and other provocateurs, that this is finally coming out. Now, you have been saying this since the get-go, but now other media outlets are starting to report on the number of people that were instigators. Oh, and Ray Epps, he finally got convicted of a misdemeanor. No jail time.
No jail. Clay Higgins, a representative from, I believe, Texas, isn't he?
Louisiana.
Yeah, he said he believes from his research, and he's a former detective, he said he believes that there were over 200 undercover FBI and Capitol Police on the scene. And they also know that there was an Antifa rally at the Capitol before Trump ever finished his speech. So they know that there were already Antifa people there, Black Lives Matter people there. They know that. They've got video of the Antifa people putting on Trump gear, Trump hats. They had Trump flags, posing as Trump supporters. And those are the people that caused the violence. The whole thing that the Democrats, the committee put together was nothing but propaganda. And why haven't the Republicans, they had 2 years to get all this information out. And what did McConnell do? He sat on that, all those videos that the Democrats refused to release. McConnell refused to release them for a long time. And then he claimed that he gave it all to Tucker Carlson, but Tucker Carlson didn't release all the video either. So is Tucker involved in that? You know, I don't totally trust Tucker. He's better than most. But, you know, since Tucker went over and talked to Putin, Biden has already come out and rejected Putin's offer for negotiations on the Ukraine issue. So, and he also, another thing that came out in that interview that I'd already known was that Boris Johnson blew up the negotiation for a peace treaty 18 months ago. Can you imagine how many hundreds of thousands of people have died in the last 18 months in Ukraine? Yeah. And that was Boris Johnson, who represented a paper tiger with a big mouth in Britain. Great Britain is nothing but a paper tiger with a big mouth, period. Well, I'm so sick of hearing, you know, these people from Great Britain issuing threats to Russia. You know, it's like those old cartoons where, you know, the little animal would have the big dog behind him with his chest all puffed out and telling the cat, you know, what are you going to do about it? You know, he's got the big dog behind him.
Yep.
That's what Great Britain is. You know, we are their big dog and they are the lap dog constantly running their mouth. And I think sooner or later, they're going to get themselves in big trouble and likely draw us into a fight that we do not want to be involved in.
You know, I wonder if Great Britain doesn't become another Muslim nation with the number of migrants they've had jump across the channel.
Well, I think London already is, isn't it?
I mean, they got a Muslim mayor.
Well, they got the city of London, which has been run by the Rothschilds for 300 years, and they control everything. They're just like the United States. They have traitors in charge. It's a pedophile nation, which most people don't understand. They have had a pedophile in charge almost constantly for the last 100 years. You know, Mountbatten was a pedophile. Prince Charles, Prince Andrew are likely pedophiles. Prince Andrew is an accused pedophile, so is Prince Charles. Prince Charles' best friend was Jimmy Savile, the notorious pedophile in England, who was knighted by the Queen. You had the former Prime Minister during Reagan's administration, Margaret Thatcher, who covered up a huge pedophile ring in England back in the, 70s, early 80s. So, all of these European countries, I wrote an article about it about 4 years ago. Australia, Belgium, France, Scotland, Ireland, England, the United States, they have all had pedophile rings exposed that went to the highest levels of government. The Franklin cover-up, we've probably talked about that before. People need to Google the Franklin cover-up, huge pedophile ring that involved the highest levels of the Reagan administration. So we are controlled by criminals, pedophiles, and I believe a cabal of Satanists, which are the Committee of 300, which is, you know, what Dr. John Coleman called them in his seminal work, The Committee of 300. So we're in trouble.
Yes, we are. You know, Trump has come out and said he's going to have the largest deportation in this country ever. And I remember reading about Operation Wetback. That's what the Eisenhower administration called it, where they rounded up tons of illegal aliens and kicked them out of the country because the service members coming back from war needed jobs, and it seemed like they were all given to the illegal immigrants because they were cheap labor. Well, now we've got that going on again, and Trump has said that he's going to do it writ large this time.
Yeah, back then the president had much more power, had more authority. If you look at Area 51, remember they refused to let the government officials enter Area 51. I think it was Eisenhower that threatened to send in the Third Army in tanks if they didn't allow them to come in there. Wasn't that Eisenhower?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, look that up. Eisenhower was ready to send tanks down to the border. Trump wants to deport all these people, and frankly, I want him to as well. The problem he'll have is the pushback from these traitors, the rhinos, the globalists, the people that fought him over the wall, these judges, these liberal judges that control most of the courts, the Ninth Circuit. You know, these people are all anti-American. They're anti-white. And look at how Biden talks about white Americans. He gloats over the fact that the percentage of white Americans is going down every year. He thinks that's wonderful. So we have an anti-white president who used to be the biggest, you know, racist in the Senate. So the guy is insane, unfortunately, and he's running the country, or at least he is surrounded by anti-American people running the country and writing his ridiculous scripts.
I agree. I don't think Biden has one iota of control about what's going on. And it wouldn't shock me to find out that Obama has been behind all of this and just using Sleepy Joe, Pedo Joe, as the front for his third term. I mean, we've heard that statement, you know, for years, but I agree with that.
I mean, I never thought Biden was in charge from day one. I was kind of shocked. I told my brother the other day, I said, Laura Ingraham the other night acted like she was just shocked that Biden wasn't in control. And I'm thinking, really, Laura? you can't be that clueless. I mean, who thinks that Biden is making any decisions or has made any decisions? I'm sure that Susan Rice is nothing but a go-between between Obama. Obama probably put together a number of people like James Carville or God knows who he's got around him. But they are the ones that are setting our policy, not Biden. And we have to have America first politicians. Forget Democrat and Republican. Like I said, man, we have to have pro-American, pro-Christian politicians, period.
Period. Full stop. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And until we do that and exercise our given right to vote these jackwagons out of office, we keep getting what we deserve. And there's no end to the insanity that is ensuing because we keep putting these idiots in office.
If we don't, Jerry, we're going to have a women's U.S. Open champion, that's a woman. We're going to have a a women's Wimbledon champion that's born a man. And who knows, in 10 years, we might have a transsexual president if this keeps up.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
We have to stop this men in sports. I just saw that a man just broke another world record in, what sport was it? I can't even remember now, but.
High jump?
Yes, the high jump. He just broke the high jump record for women. It's just unbelievable where this is going. You know, I had a daughter that was in sports, and I just can't imagine being okay if three or four people on her team were born males. I wouldn't support it. I wouldn't allow her to play with them. And I think these women, I wrote this not long ago, these women need to stop participating. These girls that go up against Leah Thomas, they should have gotten up on the takeoff stand, and when the gun went off, they should have all just stood there. Let her swim by herself, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing in track and field. Let the transsexual run by herself. And pretty soon this stuff would stop.
That's one form of idiocy and mental illness that we're dealing with. We also have one down in Georgia, a prosecutor by the name of Fannie Willis. She is in some pretty serious hot water, isn't she?
Boy, she sure is. It's really kind of comical that it's now come out that her boy toy attorney that she put in charge of the special counsel, who she pays $250 an hour to, that's $110 an hour less than she's paying the two attorneys that have experience with felonies and RICO cases. Her boyfriend has no experience with RICO cases or felonies, and she filed paperwork in this lawsuit stating that she didn't start a relationship with him until 2022, but there are numerous witnesses that have come forward, including his former law partner, who has agreed to testify against them, and that they had a relationship going back to 2020. So they're both in big trouble. Jonathan Turley said, hey, this could turn this whole case around, and they could be looking at being losing their law licenses. They could be looking at big, serious trouble with the state of Georgia. So, and then I think you brought up Trump is going to be there tomorrow at the hearing, sitting behind Fannie, watching the hearing. So that should be great. I hope we get some video of that. Right?
Well, she's denied that there was any sexual relationship with this guy for forever. And then
his law partner's testifying. He's prepared to testify that they had a relationship and were living together off and on back in 2020. So,
you know, it's funny. This guy's wife filed the divorce decree and then demanded depositions with Fannie. And all of this is coming to a head. And, you know, it's funny because so many people that used to be prosecutors that left when she took over because she was so difficult to deal with or lacked any understanding of what the prosecutor's office was about. You know, when you dump on people and you treat people as less than human, these things have a way of rebounding, cause and effect, right back on you. And Fannie is dealing with the way she treated so many people.
Right. And no one's talking about the fact that this other attorney was an ambulance chaser. I mean, this guy was a personal injury attorney in a small two-man office, and he's leading the charge in this RICO case with 20 defendants against the former president of the United States. They drag in a personal injury attorney, paying him $250 an hour. And not only that, the guy had the cojones to overcharge. He's charging 24 hours per day on these cases in some instances. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I think if these guys come in and testify against them, I think this case may be done. Because if they take her off the case, they would have to bring in another attorney, another prosecutor that believes in this case. And I don't think even Fannie Willis believes in this case. I think she's just doing it in cahoots with the Biden administration, just like the one in New York, just like all these cases. They're all in cahoots with Merrick Garland and Joe Biden. They all met at the White House. This case with Fannie Willis, they met at the White House to talk over this case. Why would they need to do that unless they were colluding with the White House? It all looks bad. It's all dishonest. And it's just like the election. It's how they run the elections. It's how they do everything. It's all dishonest. And that's just the shame of it.
That is so sad. The collusion going after a sitting president and a former president, never been done in the history of this country.
Oh, well, they had to change laws to get all these cases. That ridiculous rape charge had been 20 to 30 years ago. That crazy woman didn't even know what year it was. All she could do, she said, was narrow it down to the decade, which she said was the 90s. And everything she said about the case has been proven a lie. And then on Twitter, this woman came out and said on Twitter that The Apprentice, Donald Trump's show, was her favorite TV show and she never missed it. Would any woman say that about a man that raped her?
No.
It's just nonsense. And then they had to change the law because her charge was well out of the statute of limitations. They had to change the law to even file the charges. This stuff is all ridiculous. People better wake up. I think most people know. I think Democrats know that these charges are all bogus. They just hate Trump so bad they don't care.
Yeah, Orange Man Bad Syndrome. It is
right.
It is, well, they call it Trump Derangement Syndrome, TDS. And it has afflicted more politicians and media pundits than ever before. It is ridiculous. This country is on a steep decline and we're allowing it. We're apathetic, and until we actually as citizens stand up and take our country back by putting America First politicians in office and paying attention to what the talking heads are trying to propagandize us with, we're lost. So, well, Pat, we have flown through an hour, brother. I want to thank you for coming on, and man, I always enjoy our conversation.
Oh, it was great, Jerry. I thought we covered a lot of good stuff. Thanks.
That's what these information overloads do. We hit a million topics and we just try to get as much information out there as possible. That's going to take care of our program for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.